It's episode 158, and we've got plugins for avatar managers, responsive post preview, external link handling, a username changer, responsive post previews, and a tool to help you keep motivated in creating fresh, new content. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone today.
And it's a nice wet, or actually it's a snowy, cold wet coast here today.
I got a wet coast going on myself here. We're getting a little bit of rain, which is great here for Southern California. Not too much this year thus far. I'm sure everybody's heard about the drought conditions. Oh, yeah. It's nice to get a little moisture in the air.
Surprisingly, we got a fair amount of that up here. I noticed that when I was out camping and the river was low. But anyway, let's get on with the show. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsatoz.com. And if you got a moment, take a moment and review us over at Stitcher Radio or the iTunes Store. We would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. And remember, you can also now follow us on Twitter. We've gotten into, what are we up to, 2006 technology now?
Give or take.
But we thought it'd be appropriate to get a Twitter account specifically for the show rather than just John or I. So we wanted to let you know that that is WPPluginsA2Z.com. So check it out. Actually, that's the website. WPPluginsA2Z is the Twitter handle. So it's a website. It's the Twitter handle. Everything there is all WPPluginsA2Z. So check it out.
Excellent. And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, so if you're looking for some emergency WordPress support, or if you're looking at a great, elegant way of making it work, give me a call. I can give you some help and support and direction on your WordPress website. You can reach me at 818-850-7729, or drop me an email at john@wppro.ca.
Yes, and John, in my promotional slot today, I'm just going to make one announcement, which is I am now going to be, starting today, one of the new co-hosts permanently for WordPress Weekly on WP Tavern.
Very nice.
Yeah, so a lot of people have been reading some of my stuff over there at WP Tavern. I'm kind of transitioning. I won't be writing as much anymore. You'll hear me, though, every Friday on the podcast. So nice little switch. Just want to let everybody else know out there. If you need to find out more, just search for WordPress Weekly in iTunes or go to wptavern.com.
Very nice. All right. And, well, I guess we don't really have much else in the way of news or information this week, do we, eh?
Not too much. It's been plug-in central, really. So a lot of good ones today for the show.
All right, then. Well, let's get off to the meat and potatoes of the show. All right, well, I've got a couple of plugins this week from work I was doing all last week and the week before, so we'll start off with a very simple, straightforward plugin. I know everyone likes to use avatars on their website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not everyone. There are times when you need those avatars, though, and in this particular case, I was working on a site where they were setting up a membership listing, and it used the avatar for the image for it. And the problem is the WordPress default avatar management system basically is limited. You can have Gravatar or some other limitations. So we needed a way to get a customized image uploaded and have it stick inside the avatar system. So I got this plugin called Avatar Manager, a very nice, simple plugin that, once activated, allows you to upload a custom image to the avatar. It can be done either through the back end, or in the case of your user logging in and editing their profile, they can upload an avatar and they can choose which one to display. So they can actually have multiple avatars. So it was straightforward, simple plugin that worked beautiful and integrated great into the management system, the membership system, and the other listing system I had on this website. So it worked well with everything. It didn't break anything. So I found it to be a great plugin. Check it out. Avatar Manager. I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Yeah, nothing gets me more mad than seeing my stock gravatar in posts and things like that, especially when I'm setting up client sites. I don't want to be known as the guy who made all their content.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have something that's actually, you know, I've been doing a lot of work right now with some things and trying to look for a really nice responsive layout to use. And when you're making posts in a responsive layout, it's often difficult to find out what things look like in a mobile device or look like on a tablet unless you actually go and pull it up on your mobile device. And, you know, it's not always the best way to do it. So I found a plugin called Responsive Post Preview. Now, we've talked about post previews before and inline previews and things like that. Well, this one will not only let you preview your content in full size on the desktop, but this one lets you, with one click, review it in either a tablet view or a mobile device view. So it was absolutely perfect. Even if you've got a different theme on the back end for your mobile or your tablet stuff, really nice. So check this one out. It's called Responsive Post Preview, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That sounds like it could be very handy for development and posting.
I bet in core it will be not necessarily this plugin functionality, but what this does will be part of core within a year.
Oh, yeah, at the rate it's going.
It has to.
All right. The next one I've got here is one that was brought to my attention. I mean, I've been using Genesis themes for quite some time now, and I've always just sort of ignored the link and the extras up in the menu. I never realized that it opened in the same window. I just didn't give it much thought. Well, a client came along and said, hey, I want that link to open in a separate window or a tab. And I went, oh, hey, let me see about that. And when I went and checked into it, it turns out that there was no straightforward check-a-box in Genesis to make that happen. And you would have either had to add some extra code or do a little work. And being the plugin guy that I am, I went, hey, somebody's already got a plugin for this, I'm sure. So I found a plugin called WP External Links, and it sets no follow and new window and follows some good SEO practices too. It's a great little plugin that not only sets up all external links on your website to open in a separate window or tab, but you can also exclude links if you need a window or a link to open in the same window. You can tweak it so that you can add little icon images to the links if you want. You can colorize them. There was a whole bunch of little tweaks in this, and the plugin worked very smoothly. And I like the way it worked. Worked smoothly, simply, set it up, and I had to give this one a top rating of 5 dragons. So check it out, WP External Links.
Wow, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
All right. Now, can I ask one thing? Can I tell it? Here's an example of a site that I have. Mm-hmm. I pull specific content from an RSS feed, mm-hmm. and all of the links come from one site. Mm-hmm. Would I be able to make it so that only the things on that site are opened in new windows and all the rest of the site it ignores?
I don't know about that. That's okay. The reverse of what I did. So,
yeah. Yeah, interesting. Okay. Well, John, I've been for 2 months working on this business industry directory site using a premium directory theme that I bought from ThemeForest. Mm-hmm. It was called Spot Finder, and actually the theme worked really well until about 6 weeks ago when it suddenly started breaking as far as how it interacted with Google Maps and such. And the problem is the developer vanished off the face of the earth from ThemeForest. And everybody else who bought the theme kind of was on the support and comment area, kind of gathering their torches and pitchforks. They removed the entire theme from ThemeForest altogether. So the only thing you can download now is a license. You can't even download the old version. So I've not been able to find this really cool kind of multiple Google Map function at all until I ran across this next plugin. And this is called GMAP Point List. It's by a guy named Rafael Sands. And it's a plugin that lets you create your own jQuery-based map from the Google Maps API, and it then overlays pins or these little markers on top, and you can change those out according to the, so if it's a restaurant or auto repair place or anything, whatever happens to be your marker. Each one represents a custom post type that actually contains all the data about the specific location. Now, because it's a custom post type, there's really no limit in the data fields that are available when making data about a specific business. So you can get as granular and as detailed as you want about each business. You can add a pin with an address with latitude, longitude coordinates, or you can just drop it on the map as far as clicking on the map and telling it where the pin is. It's pretty new, and the documentation is only in Spanish, so it's kind of like running a plugin in the dark. But it was pretty simple to use without it, without knowing it. And I think that if I can actually find a, if I can find that this is going to run perfectly for me for my project, then I'm going to help this guy with some documentation. So, what can I say? This is a great plugin. I rated it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Well, you're in Southern California. It shouldn't be too hard to find someone to speak Spanish.
Yeah, except me. I'm the guy raised in Chicago.
All right. I like that. That's actually a very nice little map plugin looking at it. That's got potential.
Seriously. It does. So everybody check it out, and then, you know, like me, you've run in time shifts.
Yeah.
I find out about plugins and I try and store them in my memory bank
and good luck with
favorite
that.
Them in the repository and things like that.
Yeah.
But sometimes until you're actually working on a project that requires these types of things, you don't really look for it. And sometimes when you're in that frantic search mode, you can't find it. Yeah. You forgot what it was called. You forgot what it did. So this is one that you want to check out now so that you can remember it. And understand that, you know, it's not only the big guys like Yelp and all that that have this kind of power. WordPress has it, you know, with just one plugin. So check it out, GMAP Point List.
Okay, and the final one I've got is a plugin that I know I've reviewed sometime in the distant past, but periodically this one needs to be brought back to the forefront. And in particular, it's because I know if you go into your WordPress profile area, it says username is not changeable. Well, that's not entirely true. With WordPress, you can go into the database itself and change your username. Requires a little bit of editing back there. Can be dangerous. And if you're not comfortable with that, well, this is the perfect plugin for you. It's called Username Changer 2.0. That's the new version of it. It's actually, they updated it recently. So it's very nice. What it does is it's simple, it's straightforward. It adds a new link in your profile area where you can change your username. And there's not much else to say about it. It's just great. It works well. It's fantastic. I use this plugin a lot because it does come up where you have to change your username or you get a client and they've still got admin as a username. And this is the simplest, easiest way to get that username changed. So check it out, Username Changer, and I give this a 5 dragon rating.
Nice. Yeah, that's always one thing for me. I hate the default user, especially when I'm the developer and I'm setting up the site.
Yeah.
It's that's not good. I don't like looking at the content on my clients' sites, you know, and looking and seeing myself when I click on admin as the username.
Yeah, well, one of the beauties that I've found is that it's not uncommon where people come to me to have their sites worked on, and they give me a login, this admin whatever password. So the first thing I tell them is, hey, you got a major security flaw here.
Right.
And we need to change that username. And this is a simple way to do it. I don't have to access the database to do it. I just load this plugin, activate it, change your username, then deactivate and uninstall the plugin.
Nice.
So.
All right, well, let's leave with something fun here, John. This is called WP Grass.
Ah, must be coming from Washington or Colorado, eh?
Well, could be coming from Southern California, too. You never know. But You know, John, it's not difficult to spot the neighbor on your block that doesn't take very good care of their lawn. You know, with one glance, it's pretty clear that, you know, your neighbor over there doesn't maintain their property very well. Their grass is a little bit overgrown. And this plugin, WP Grass, uses the exact same concept to help motivate you to keep your homepage filled up with fresh content. Basically, the longer you wait to create content, the higher the grass will grow on the bottom of your footer. Okay? And so when you publish new content, boop, grass is mowed. It's totally cut. But yeah, you wait a couple days and it's going to start growing and growing and growing and growing. So I thought this was fun, and it's a good way to kind of keep yourself motivated. You know, if you go to your site, you see that it's grow. I don't know how high the grass grows, by the way. I don't know if it gets all the way to the top, but it is definitely a fun little plugin to use. I rated it a 4 out of 5. It's WP Grass.
Very nice. Simple plugin for having fun with your site.
Yeah.
All right, well, as we head out of here, let folks know it's cold and snowy here in the wet coast of Canada. Fortunately, it's not going to last long. We'll just be back to our usual rain. And hey, it was a great weekend for me camping. Got out off the grid for almost 48 hours. No cell phones, no texting, no computers, no nothing. Mm. You know, and the other thing, you know, modern life, very noisy. You don't realize it until you get 20K out into the forest.
Yeah. Yeah, and your ears start ringing from all the stuff. It's like you got to go through rehab just to get your normal ear sound back.
Actually, it's actually nice. When I first come back from being out there, I can actually hear more stuff in and around me when I get back, because the ringing has settled. My ears start to pick up sounds again.
Yeah.
So it's quite nice. But hey, so you need a break, find yourself a forest nearby, go out there and just get away from it all, unplug that cell phone and throw it away. And it's amazing how you'll go to bed shortly after sunset when you've got nothing to do but sit around a fire.
Mm-hmm. That's right. No screens to stare at.
Yeah. So anyway, I covered up on this one. Avatar Manager, gave it a 4. WP External Links, I gave it a 5. And User Name Changer, I gave it a 5.
And I talked about Responsive Post Preview, which I gave a perfect 5 out of 5. GMAP Point List, gave that one a 5 out of 5. And WP Grass, that really fun one that grows grass on your footer if you don't update your content, we gave that one a 4 out of 5.
And a little commercial for you. Don't forget, if you're looking for great hosting for your website, something that is fast, reliable, and easy to use, check out Green Geeks Hosting and save yourself $30 off their hosting packages by using the coupon code PLUGINS, PLUGINS. And get yourself set up with some decent, fast hosting at Green Geeks Hosting.
Nice. And just two quick ones here to run down. LD Products, coupon code PLUGIN14 gives you 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges. And John, we've got a new one to the show here. Is GoDaddy code PLUGIN295. And guess what that gives you? $2.95.com domains. $3. You can get a .com-er right there. Now, I wanted to say also, John and I are creating kind of we're getting more and more of these types of offers for the show that are kind of plug-in related. So we're going to create a deals section on the website. I've already got a couple of them in there, including Green Geeks and LD and a couple of other ones. So if you're looking for some deals, check out the site at wppluginsa-to-z.com/deals.
All right, and some reminders, get your daily dose of WordPress news from the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a few minutes, give us a rating over at iTunes, Blueberry, VOA, or Stitcher Radio. Hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We would appreciate it.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, or contact me on Twitter at marcuscouch.
Okay, and that's all we got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. That's it.